Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, 347-637-3942. Welcome to the American Allegiance Show. Our guest is Mr. Donovan Larkins. I haven't been here like a lot lately, so I'm going to go over some things. I recognize our fans for the program, Kay Burr in 1978, CNS Conservative Nation Radio, FAS 2001. These are people that watch our show and they comment on it. Julie Klein, Mark Kaufman, of course, James Bostic is a big supporter. North American Infidel, I love that one. That's pretty crazy. And the last show, few shows we had, UK, Australia, Hungary, the Philippines, South Korea. I mean, we had 111 downloads of my 920 show with Mr. James Stevenson. That was incredible. Also, I'd like to share my screen here. I know I put it on Facebook a lot. However, I want to share this anyway. So I'm going to present, share screen. So this is George Magazine. There's my article in George Magazine. It's incredible. Terrell Owens is in this one, too, and a bunch of other football players and different things. So this is my article. I'm very proud to have it in there. I don't know how they 3D that book. But anyway, it's out, George Magazine, issue 12, October, and it's out if anybody wants to see it. Let's go back here. And now, please support your local Oreo. I always used to say that. I don't anymore. So this is going on my Kevin L. White Facebook page and Brownie Fox, Father Shane, Facebook, and all around the world, apparently. So simulcast is amazing. It's interesting. And I'm doing all the work tonight. I'm the producer and everything else. And I'm going to, without any further ado, I'm going to ask our guest, Mr. Donovan Larkins. I'm going to bring him on, and we're going to talk. Welcome to the program, sir. How are you? That's good. You're doing a lot, too. This is like the most I've seen you guys put stuff together over the last year. It's amazing. At the ranch. Tell us about your ranch. Some people are familiar with you, but some people may not be. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Do you have it with you? Can you show it to us? There you go. Yeah. No, you have not. Okay. Right. Well, yeah. So can you explain, you have a sustainment ranch, and you have like, it's, to me, it's a gold mine. You're make, tell us what you grow there and what you added on. Because I remember you had tilapia and you had chickens and different things, and quail eggs. And what have you added to your ranch? I know you have a smoker there. Oh, man. There you go. Yeah. Your land burgers are the bomb. Yes. No, don't send me anything. I'm going to come down there. I want to see what's going on in person. So. Yeah. Yes. You mentioned your, what is it that? What else do you, okay, so you're going into different things. You're expanding with, you're thinking these things out. And they all sound awesome. So your team get together to decide these things, or do they just come to you? The Lord tells you this is what you got to do. How do you get these ideas? Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, you do. This is in the circus. I totally agree. I totally agree. Unity, teamwork, and need. I think that's the other thing. You have several needs at your ranch. The kids need adults. And adults, they need supervision, they need leadership training. And so you have that in your food. I have to say one thing about your food. The Landburger I had, the garnish was perfect. It looked like it was like from a really fancy restaurant. I was so impressed, and it tasted like it was too. It was fantastic, all natural stuff. But you have several needs, yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yes. I understand. Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Wow. Yeah. No. Oh. Wow. Whoa. That's full of hormones, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Right. Yeah, it's one of the most important things. Yes, sir. I it's so rewarding. It's always rewarding. Yeah. I can see how you do that, and you can only trust your own self. And then I go to butchers out in the country. I pick, get my meat there because, I mean, it's all about they do the right thing. So maybe not every one of them, but I've never had any issues with that so far. Yeah, right. Right. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of answers too. So, and I researched that. So, yeah, the butcher, like, one of the butchers I go to, I know somebody who gives them the beef. So I know it would come straight from the farm, nothing crazy in it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're right, exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, they start their bioengineering things. You'll see that on the labels now. So, yes. Yeah. Right. That's. Yeah. I agree. Yes. Right. Wow. And that's, it's almost, it's the industry is more concerned about making money than they are anybody's health. because they can produce more big giant chickens that shouldn't exist, you know, and everything you see, you know what I'm saying? These are the biggest chicken breasts I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything that big. Where is that coming from? You know, they're probably like super hormone. And for me, it's very concerning because you don't know. I thought it's just not right. The giant turkey, everything is giant now. You know what I'm saying? Right. They're making them. No, you can't have it. I mean, it's not natural. Anything not natural shouldn't go in your body. But there's some things you can't avoid, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of situations where you can't, or you just don't eat. And that, I think the latter is the best thing to do, and you know, you pick the healthiest thing you can. You don't know where a lot of this food comes from. If you're on the road, on these trips, you got to be careful what you eat. There's some things they can't mess up. Yes. Right. That's true. Exactly. Let me share this with. I got something to share from your ranch, your sustainment food here. I'm going to share this real quick. Okay. Let's see. Do I have it? Okay, this right here. All right. Okay. Here is your syrup, and your syrup is excellent. So. Also, here's your chickens. Fantastic. They look normal to me. So, and then there they are. They're free out there. I like it. That's pretty cool. Oh. Oh. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So you do benefit dinners. I have not been to one yet, but I would love to go. When is your next? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that. Tell me about your chicken feed. I heard there's a lot of chicken feed. What do you feed them? Because a lot of people can't find it. Yes. Yes, I agree. Self-sustainment, yeah. And then you can help other people too, you know, that are starving. And that's where your food could come from, at health communities. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. I have to say this, like I said before, your food is fantastic, you know, and what I love about it is your staff is on it, and they prepared the plates and they brought it out, and I was like, wow. So I was there with attorney Sitak and her husband. Oh my gosh, it was so good. The Lambert of the first bite, the texture, everything was just right. So you could open a restaurant with no problem with the food that you have. Yeah. So I was thinking of food truck. You know what's really popular in the summertime? Yeah. Yeah. I know. You told me that story when some skinheads approached you on your ranch, and you took care of them. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. That's right. Shall not be infringed. Right. Right. It's been a while since I shot a gun, so I don't have anything against it. I haven't done that, but maybe I'm thinking about it. So yeah, we had to get up for the military and everything. So, but we had the longer guns, the M4. But ours are fully automatic. That's the best feeling ever. That's so awesome. Uh huh. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of acres too. Oh, really? Right. Yes. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to. You protect your assets, your livelihood. If it is a livelihood type thing, you got to protect it. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Just like Mark said, yeah. Right. Right. It's like their property. Yeah. You make the rules. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, his wife has we published a book for her. And Thomas is a straight up, very, very loyal, dedicated Christian. So, Yeah, he lives in Utah. Wow. Absolutely. I've got it. Right, exactly. I want to show this video of your ranch and the kids are working at it, if you don't mind. Okay, here we go. This is personal food production. This is very much the, let's see, I'm going to present. I think it's personal food production. I can see if I can find a life school. Let's see here. Let's go with personal food production. This is very vital. This is awesome here. So let's see what that this looks like. All right. So this is OPOV. This is your webpage. Is that correct? Or this is okay. So let me see here. So you talk about, this is what you talk about on here. So we'll skip this part. So this is what I want people to see. Look at this. Yes. See, I like how you're teaching, you're constantly teaching with the kids and with your videos and your programs you have, your live streams. Things I don't know about this stuff, but you do. So I'm glad you share it with us. What is your crown? What is your greatest or what are your plans, your achievements? Because it would take years for me to make a ranch like you have. And have everything go the way it is. And then you involve the youth and you manage them and they learn. So that's one of the things you do. You teach youth responsibility and they take care of things. And I know not everything is rosy. Some people, I'm sure there are people you can't change or you have issues with or have had in the past. But I know you got the skills and the demeanor. You don't mess with you. I just say I don't mess with you. Just engaged. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. Right. Yes. Right, 'cause, yeah, you're a 501c3. Your charity, is that your status? Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Pastors are revered because they do great things. Good pastors do great things for the community. They don't care if you are a saint or a sinner or anything. They will help out and help out people. So, Right. Yeah. Right. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, don't, please don't. No, that's fabulous. I've seen this, I've seen your ranch grow over the years. It's amazing. I want to visit in person to see what's going on now. I see the things going on. I've been so busy lately, you know, I've been traveling a lot, and so, and I yes, yes. That's the most important thing, right? Yeah. In New York. Oh, yeah, I don't have any idea. I don't know. It's just like the Hawaii thing. I don't know how it happened. Yes. I don't know how. I mean, just like the fires in Canada, that doesn't make any sense either. So I don't know what's going on. I'm very like, really? What happened in Hawaii? Really? Some things are like, don't make any sense. Just like, yes. Yeah, right. Something wrong there because she's got billions of dollars. What, 200 billion maybe? 200 billion? Is she asking for people to get money to, or it's probably being laundered somewhere else? You don't know. You right. Oh, I know. It's just crazy. That's the craziest thing ever. That's the craziest story that made nothing makes any sense. Kind of like what's going on in Israel where they show some 66-year-old grandmother. She was a Holocaust survivor. She wasn't. She got Orla to be the Holocaust survivor. What? She wasn't even born yet. That went to like 1945. She wasn't born until later. I mean, much later. So something's okay. I've been to some war zones and everything, and what you see on TV isn't what's happening there. I can tell you that right now. The news is telling you one thing, and our commander's saying the news is wrong. That they're telling us, they're telling a different story. Maybe. I don't know. I don't trust anything I hear about Ukraine or anything unless it's substantiated. So that's just my attitude. All the military guys will tell you the same thing. Don't believe what you hear. So, been there. That's amazing. Amazing. So, this is going to be very, very valuable, what you're talking about here. Let me put this up here. I'm going to put this out. Sure. That's your web page there. And so what you're saying is, and I'm very curious about this, is I've seen your little heat house. Okay, I've seen that. And I'm curious to know how you do that. It's strictly with wood, correct? You're burning wood? Gotcha. Yes. Yes. I used to work on heat exchangers. I know what you're talking about. Thomas has another one for you. Wow. Talbot is an all-around good guy, excellent guy. Family guy is incredible. So, I don't know. He is out in the wilderness now. Watch out. I mean, in Utah. It's beautiful out there. Beautiful. Yeah. So, let's see. I'm waiting for Thomas to respond. So he might pick up your offer there. But you guys, you know, we would enjoy. Both of you guys have the enthusiasm and everything, and yeah, he's got great ideas. And just him and his wife. Actually, I've had two of his other friends on the program. They're all everybody from Utah. In my mind is nice. Is good. Yes, they're all good people. That's fantastic. Are you familiar with 00 flower? It's European type for a pizza. And it puffs up really nice. You probably saw pictures that I've had on Facebook, but it comes out. Yes, 00. Yes, it's a little short. You can get that at any store. It's just been hiding from us for all these years. Yeah. Also, if you go to Dorothy Lane Market, they already have it made up. And it's cheap. Uh-huh. It's cheap, too. It's cheap. I mean, it's real. And then you could, it's fantastic. It'll change your life. Well, I sure can. See here, we're going to share. Present. Here we go. me too. Let's see. We're going to present. Share screen. Here we go. We're going to go with this. Okay, here we go. Life School. I already had it queued up for you. Here we go. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, Chicago Life School, right? OPB Mag? Or, okay. So, let's see here. Yes, okay. Let me present this. It says Chicago Life School, is this it? Is this the one you're looking for? Okay. This one, okay. There you go. Yeah. Oh, man. Yes. No way, no way. whoa. I noticed something in the video. There were like two really large guys in the background. What do they do? I don't think I've ever met them. Okay. Yeah, they're big guys. Oh, man. Amazing. I like how you put this together and you say things through. Thoroughly, and I like how you're putting it together to make a really great product, much needed product, you know, that these kids need. And, you know, you're right, because slowing down and thinking through, that's a lot of people have that problem. They just go right from one thing to another, and they don't think about it. They make decisions. And that's the critical skill in life, not to do that kind of stuff. So, They'll do you wrong. I totally agree with everything you just said. My job in the military was to make decisions between flights. I had to make consequential decisions, and so you learn how to come to a wise decision based on logic and what consequences will happen after that. Very critical. They're probably one of the most critical things to have, to know. Because I know young people who make decisions on the fly and they don't think things through, or they thought they did, and then they have issues with that later. So that's a very good skill to teach at that age, at a young age. Excellent. Absolutely. Well, very well put. Very, very well. That makes a lot of sense. I have. You have anything you want to say? I have a few questions, but is there anything you want to say about anything about your program? And or I don't know. If I don't want to keep you too long.
Wow. Whoa. Right.
That's awesome. Never thought of that before. Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yes, right. Yeah, right, yeah. So, our planes drop bombs out of the range. So, yeah, and then we had war games. They actually set up, like, bombs in the ground to simulate it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, man, no.
Perfect. I like it. Is your address for donations, or how do we do that? Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
There we go.
Yeah, that's as long as I have the link and everything, and I could have some odd plans for that. Okay, I'll have plans for that. I'll rally up. Okay. I'm not gonna. There's. Okay, good. Okay, this is all right. Yes, I got it. Thanks. No, I think Marcus took them all. So, but Marcus had all the questions. on this, but a lot of people, I've got shares and comments. So really, really good people. This is not indicative of everybody that watches it. We'll have probably up to 500 next week. So, and plus the radio audience and then the YouTube. I just added the YouTube last week, so YouTube channel. Well, I know, I better. Yeah. So how do I do it? It's not hard. This network had a producer, but we don't have anymore. We have a researcher. We have other hosts. Everybody pretty. It's so easy to do. So it's not a problem. I use StreamYard, of course, because it's easy. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I went back to basic because I wasn't on. I was on other shows that were a little hostile, so I got off of that. Decided to do all this stuff here because you know I can't really do the politics with my job, my new job, and everything. So, so I enjoy going to what I do. Sometimes I can't because I'm working, so I pass it off to somebody else. You know, the show, the day. So they do their own show with my notes. So I have, this is my day to do it, and I can make it any other day, but it has to be recorded only, and then I rebroadcast it on the next Wednesday. So, yes, it is. It is live. Wednesday is always live. So then sometimes I'm out of town, and sometimes I do, but it's harder to do it that way, to do it out of town. I can. I've done it before. But sometimes I'm busy, so, you know, and we're making progress, just like you said. We're making progress when I'm busy, so it's all good. I can send you that. Just a second here. Radio show is about to end. We have 18 seconds. Thank you, everyone, for coming on the American Legion Show. Don Rillard can support his cause. See you in the comments. Thank you. Good night. So...